Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we have a Tuesday edition of Sue's News coming up here in just a couple of minutes. I got a few things that I wanted to mention. Sue stepped out of the studio, and hopefully she'll step back into the studio in a moment because we had a package that arrived, and it might be another blanket, Fred, because I threw the protest flag down about pink blanket. You know, really, I don't care what color it is, but I felt like perhaps I was not included because there were two pink blankets, and maybe there was not any discrimination. I do find it interesting that the person who's sending the packages is remaining anonymous.
Yes, it's very sweet.
So you started opening something. I said, don't do it until we're on the air, right?
Yeah. What if it's... Oh, it's white. It's a nice neutral color.
Is it the same kind of blanket, though?
Oh, yeah.
That seems baby bluish. Is it?
Okay, maybe it is blue. Even better.
Fred, what do you see?
Boy.
What color? Light blue.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, yeah. Okay, now I see it.
I just thought my eyes were failing me.
It's light blue.
That way we can keep them separated because the other two are bright yellow.
Yeah, it's 66 in here right now.
They're pink.
Don't ask Fred and I about colors, apparently. Yeah.
But so they're just ordering from Amazon. They're sending it to us, right?
Yeah.
I have a bunch of other things that I need right now, like some stuff for my bunny and for the dogs.
Say thank you to people who have been kind
enough. they're extending their generosity to the show, I just thought maybe they'd want to, you know, keep a little charity on us. No, obviously I'm kidding, but we do appreciate it. And
yeah,
I don't know who
thank you. That
is.
Was really nice.
If you'd like to take credit for this, I suppose anyone can take credit, right? But we don't have the identification. So
that is so nice. So pink and blue, we've got both now. Here you go, Mark.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now we just got to make sure that we can keep them around here without people swiping them, right?
Yeah, it's a 100% polyester throw blanket.
You guys know my office. I'm relatively convinced that somebody took a nap in my office last night because I have...
What?
Well, because I have... There's lights that are in there, and there's one, you know, that's just... I don't even know how you would refer to it, but it's right above the desk, you know, where the cabinet's like
mood
below
lighting.
The cabinet. Maybe, but... You know, there's overhead lighting, there's another light, but someone had turned off all the lights, and that never happens. I think, and that Ethan admitted that he snuck in there at one point when he got in here early for a meeting one day, and he said, you know what, I'm going to go in here and take a nap. He took a 30-minute nap. I think it used to happen a lot more often. We used to have more people here in the building during the late night hours.
True.
And when that happened, I believe that my office was used for, there's a couch in there, so it's not the worst place to take a nap, but... I did notice things were just a little different. Hey, Sue, when I say, and this relates to the military, when I say shark attack training, do you know what that means?
I do not.
Okay, I didn't know what it meant either. Fred, did you know?
I had no idea.
Ethan.
I got nothing.
Okay, so I'm driving home last night. I really like listening to Laura. Laura Ingraham because...
Dr. Laura? When,
no, not Dr. Laura. Oh. No, I hate Laura Dr. Ingraham. Laura because of
you.
A personal incident from 35 years ago with Dr. Laura.
Really?
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to know about that.
I think I've told you the story. Save it. Just
okay.
Tell me. It's
right.
A pretty good story, actually. It really is. But no, Laura Ingraham does her show when I rap at 6 o'clock. And usually, I mean, 98% of the time, Eric Schmidt's a guest on there because he's such a... No, I'm just kidding. He's not, but he is on a lot. But they're talking to Pete Hegseth last night, and they were talking to him about, you know, Washington, D.C. and Russia and Putin. You know, the meeting in Alaska is coming up. And then she brings up this whole issue of a shark attack training. And I didn't know what it was. Well, here's the answer. I think it'll come together. It's when, like, if you go through basic training, of which I have not done, and your military commander, your training officer gets in your face. For example, here's the best example I would use, right?
You better stop eyeballing me, boy. I'll rip your eyeballs out the sockets and skull f*** you to death.
Yes, sir.
What's your name, boy?
Mayo. Zach Mayo, sir.
How did you slip into this program? I didn't know the Navy was so hard up.
It's awesome.
Got an injury there, Mayo? Not exactly, sir.
Richard Gere and Louis Gossett Jr., officer and gentleman.
This is really wonderful work. Where'd you get this, Mayo?
Subic Base, Philippines, sir.
Ah, sort of recognize the work. Be proud of them wings. They're the only ones you're going to leave here with, mayonnaise.
So Fred remembered something from a different era. I'm just saying, right? This one.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Carter. You will do well to remember that. Because it's the only name that's going to matter to you from now on.
I don't know that I've thought about Gomer Pyle for maybe decades,
oh my
Fred,
gosh.
And that's Gomer Pyle. So here's what Pete said last night. Apparently, and, you know, I think we've seen this evolution, you have to be real nice to the snowflakes that are going through basic training. So they don't do this stuff anymore, but he wants to bring it back.
If you want a strong, tough military, why do you get softer at the beginning? The tactics drill sergeants used in the 70s, 80s, 90s, they forged generations of young Americans who went and fought wars courageously. Now we're handing out, you know, in the past, we're handing out stress cards. Are you too stressed? Do you need some counseling for that?
Therapy animals.
No, we're going to flip your bunk and we're going to shark attack and we're going to forge a young man or a young woman into a brave American willing to fight on behalf of all of us. So we are making basic training great again by putting the power back in the hands of drill sergeants. Just like staff sergeants, just like company commanders, just like battalion commanders, we're making it possible to actually command decisively in the military, which is how you close with and destroy your enemy. We lost track of the basics, Laura, and we're restoring the basics at the Defense Department.
I think where you mainly see, Ethan, I'd be curious about your opinion on this, where you still see shark attacking going on, if that's what you want to call it, is in sports, in college basketball in particular, in college football. I mean, you'll see on the sideline, the coaches really, really get into some of these kids' faces. And that was something that was predominant if you go back to the 70s and 80s. You know, I think of Norm Stewart and Billy Tubbs and Bob Knight certainly comes to mind. But, you know, people look at the behavior of these coaches. They love their players. They love their team. They want to make them better. And the tough love, I guess, at some point got to be a little bit too tough. But I do think it happens in the college coaching ranks and probably even in the professional coaching ranks,
man,
more than we see on display. But why would it have disappeared from the military? And again, you're not doing it to be abusive, although that's what the interpretation is. You're trying to make people tougher. You're trying to toughen them up. Now, I would, you know, wither like a grape on a vine, right? I'm just telling you, that's why you wouldn't want me in the military. But I do think that that's kind of interesting, and I never heard it referred to as that term.
Yeah, I mean, I remember Nick Saban used to do this all the time. And even I remember there was a lot of commotion a couple years ago when Tom Izzo did this, and he was really up in a player's face, and people were saying, this is too far. And then all of a sudden, all the players come out and say, no,
yeah,
like, we totally back the way that he gets the best out of us. And that's the cool part, is that I think a lot of times, you know, maybe the NIL world has softened it a little bit, but a lot of the players really support and back it because they know that it's not just blind verbal abuse. It is coaching, and it is productive, and it is out of a love and care for the team and for the individual.
And I get that it's hard for some people on the outside to appreciate that, but that's why those coaches have had so much success, and I would root for it to come back to the military. We have Sue's News on a Tuesday edition. Selena Zito at 4:30 coming up.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Selena Zito coming up at the bottom of the hour. Very much looking forward to speaking with her finally. Her book came out a few weeks ago, Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. No better person to write that story because she was 3 feet away from Donald Trump when that happened last year in Butler, Pennsylvania. It's interesting, too, because the story, the narrative of the book starts with another attempted assassination in that very county in Pennsylvania, even though I don't know if it was called that at the time, of George Washington when he was just 21 years old. You talk about the path of history that could have been different. So Selena's coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Dwayne Patterson from hotair.com will join us after 5 o'clock here on 97.1 FM Talk.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I downloaded that book. I'm listening to it in the car.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Really
Selena,
is.
Read it?
Wait
That's
a minute.
I'm wondering. Does
I'm
Selena...
only in the beginning. I don't think it was.
No, maybe not her. We can ask her.
I don't know. We'll have to ask.
Jennings says he's going to do his own, you know.
You with, would think I didn't book. Listen to it today, Fred. That's why I'm like, I don't know. I've downloaded it and started it, but that's as far as I did. Happy National Middle Child Day. A recent poll found that a third of us are a middle child, or at least somewhere in the middle. 30% are the oldest, 32% in the middle, 26th are the youngest, and 12% are only children. Mark's the oldest.
I'm the oldest. You
I'm
seem to take
oldest.
Ownership. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying you were the middle. You're the oldest
no,
as well.
No, I'm the oldest. I think even Ethan's the oldest, and Fred's
the
baby.
I'm the youngest of four.
Are you?
Yeah. So we got nobody in the middle.
All three were sisters. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, and they protect Fred like nobody's business.
Right.
You take him, if they go out antiquing, they watch out for Fred.
That's right.
But did you get away with a lot of things that your sisters might
that's
not
a good
have?
Good question.
Although you're so, Fred, he wasn't ever
he's
doing
good.
Anything
he's just
negative,
a good
right?
Person.
No.
Nothing?
I was booking gas at age 10.
Staying out of trouble.
He was writing that newsletter
That's
about
right.
the wrestling
That's right.
at the Chase.
I know, I love
wrestlers.
It.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, there. It's also National Vinyl Record Day and National Julienne Fries Day. I do like a skinny fry. Thoughts?
Like a Steak and Shake fry?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those.
I like those.
Yeah,
is that what defines the Julian nature of them?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
I don't care for the big thick ones, the steak fries or whatever they call that. They're stupid.
I don't discriminate much when it comes to fries. I'm pretty open-minded on all of them.
Well, that's very big of you. All right, AOL has announced that their dial-up internet service is shutting down. Yes, that's right.
Finally.
It was still an option in 2025. What?
I used it for so long.
Yes.
I was AOL for so long. I think my son, the one that's the teacher in Chicago, still has an AOL mailing address.
Not.
Because I set him up with an email address like, you know,
that he had a million
15 years ago. Something like that, right.
I was Earthlink. Were you AOL, Fred?
To start with, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's how a lot of Americans first access the internet. You could still hear that if you listen to it.
Dial-up, right.
Back then, it was called America Online. They shortened it to AOL in 2006. It worked through your phone line. Oh, my goodness. But broadband and wireless eventually laptop dial-up and made it mostly obsolete. But I can't believe it made it to 2025.
I remember this moment when I got my first Sony Vaio computer. And I was here in St. Louis. It was before I went to Milwaukee. So this would have been, you know, in 1996, 1997. And I signed up for AOL. And I was trying to figure out how to navigate the internet. And I was told, like, I'm on customer service with Sony. And they said, you need a browser. I'm like, what is a browser? I have no idea what it is. I know I have AOL, but how do I do the rest of this stuff on the internet?
Yes.
And they said, you need, and at that point, it was Netscape. Remember Netscape?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was so, I remember being so confused by the fact that I have a computer. There's this internet thing that's out there, the World Wide Web. I have AOL, but what do I do with the rest of it? And then I was told I needed a browser. And now we all, you know, that Netscape went away a long time ago. And you're not incorrect, Sue. It's surprising how long AOL has sort of hung on, if you will.
Listen to this. According to census data, 160,000 Americans were still using dial-up in 2023.
What? No way.
Does that depend on your location?
They say that some of it has to do with remote areas because some people can't get the broadband. But there are people, let's see, my friend Greg, he tried to get his mother off of it because, you know, she was still paying a monthly fee for that. And that's probably 5-6 years ago. But he was like, Mom, we got to break free. You don't need the AOL. You can just get a Gmail account. But, you know, that's how people started. That's what they know, and they don't like to change. So 160,000 people are that way. By the way, it tops out at 56 kilobits per second. So it would take about 12 minutes to download a song.
When I came up with my AOL address, I always, my typical email address is MarkTalk, you know, because I thought I was being clever. It's MarkTalk@Mac.com if you'd like to reach out to me, MarkTalk@Mac.com. But on the AOL, it was MUTGR, so it was MUTiger@AOL.com. Oh. Now, I haven't checked that in 15 years, and I don't even know if you can still check it, but that was my email address.
I wonder if you could. That might be entertaining.
I use that sometimes when I know I'm going to get spam from a company where they say you have to enter an email address. Sometimes I'll enter that because it's, in theory, a legitimate email address, but seriously, I haven't checked it in a long, long time. I have no idea.
By the way, Morgan Wallen, we talked about yesterday because his album, I'm the Problem, turned up on the Billboard 200. Well, now he's hit another record. He is now the only act in history to spend at least 10 weeks at number one with 3 consecutive full-length albums.
Ooh.
That's a record for history. Now, the only other ones that have had 3 albums that have spent 10 weeks number one, only 6 acts, Beatles, Elvis, Whitney, the Kingston Trio, and Taylor Swift. I just thought that was interesting.
That's an amazing group. Look, I am a huge fan of Morgan Wallen. And, you know, he puts out records that don't have just like 35 minutes of content. You'll see bands out there, and if you look at the total tracks, there's 10, 12 tracks, but there's only like 37 minutes or whatever. He puts like 30 songs, and they're all good on one album.
Yeah.
So the guy has earned his spot, even though he's a racist.
I can't remember. Why is he a racist?
Oh, because he was drunk coming out of his apartment or his home, and he dropped the N-word on a white dude because it was inappropriate, and he had to do his little, you know, kumbaya and apologize. And then Kevin Johnson, who was at the Post-Dispatch, no longer there, had to write a column about how he couldn't go to the concert because Morgan Wallen's a racist, even though Kevin Johnson had been at plenty of country shows and he was never treated any differently than anyone else, but he had to do his virtue signaling, which is so disappointing because I like that guy and I like the way he wrote about music, but ugh, that was embarrassing.
Well, they've also come up with a, you know, we argue about these lists, but there is a top 100 classic rock songs, but someone did it this way, but only used one song per artist, right? I'm going to start at number five, but we've got the top three on
okay.
there.
All right, here we go.
So number five is Day in the Life by the Beatles, Back in Black by AC/DC, which I do love, and then this is number three.
I wonder if anyone has a tabulation of how many times this song, two questions, how many times this song has been used in a television show or a movie, and then what the royalties, what the payments have been to the Stones for using this song in movies and TV, because it's used a lot.
It's a ton. And if all Led Zeppelin songs, I'm sorry, if all Rolling Stones songs, would you pick this as number one?
I think so, basically because of what I just said. Yeah. I mean, there's.
What about Satisfaction? Can't
I mean, it's pretty hard to narrow them down, but because this is the one that always jumps from movies.
No,
whether,
you're right.
You know, it's Martin Scorsese or anyone else. They've offered the rights. They bought the rights to this one a lot.
Okay, number two, which I half gave away by saying Led Zeppelin, is Kashmir. You hear this everywhere, too, though.
Yeah, but I don't think I would have picked this in the top of Led Zeppelin if you were to ask me.
Either.
Yeah. Great song, though.
Yeah.
There used to be a Mark Reardon Show bump before I was... removed from doing my bumps. Some people have noticed that, by the way. I've been banned on doing bumps. The company said no more bumps. The producers are spending too much time on it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do it myself, let's face it. So now we have generic stuff. But I do miss my bumper music. I really do.
And this, by the way, the top 100 classic rock songs, but you can only use one song per artist. And here's what they picked as number one.
I can see that being in the top tier.
I can't
about
too.
Number one, but
don't either.
There you go. Lists are funny that way, though.
They
you know,
are.
I think they create lists so we can all argue about them.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
And that's pretty well it. They go on, but it is interesting to only pull out one per band. All right, finally in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Okay, just bear with me. Safeway grocery stores once had a mandatory policy that employees had to smile and make contact with customers, but they had to cancel it after too many male customers thought the female employees were hitting on them.
That's actually really
interesting. Oh, my gosh. I just thought that was hilarious. And that's it for Sue's News.
That's Sue's News in the books for Tuesday. Hey, we'll do it again tomorrow afternoon. Selena Zito's come.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Up. Well, I have not spent a lot of time here the last couple of days talking about why I was not here for several weeks. I had, we'll just call it a health crisis. It was a mental health crisis. I feel like I'm on the upswing. I'm back on the horse, Sue, if you will. But one of my big regrets from the last few weeks is there were some things that happened in the news cycle that I really wanted to chime in about. And then my book arrived because I pre-ordered Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. And I love Celina Zito. She's been a guest for almost 10 years now, which is hard to believe. She wrote a book called The Great Revolt in 2016. And we had her, because she's so great to us, set up on the day that the book was released. And Celina, I'm so sorry I missed that. But it gave me a chance to read the book between then and now, which I have done, and I liked it quite a bit. So I'm so glad you're on with me this afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. I'm number one on a New York Times bestseller list, so I'm doing pretty good.
Look at that. I was unaware. I'm kind of burying the headlines here for the book. Well, it really is a great account. I know you've shared a lot of the moments that occurred before and after the shooting with us since what happened last year. But I found this interesting. You actually start this book and your story with, and you frame it around another attempted assassination in the same part of Pennsylvania. It was George Washington when he was just 21 years old, right?
Yeah, it happened in Butler, and he was shot at the same side and nearly in the exact same place that President Trump was.
You think about two of those attempts, and those bullets could have really changed the course of history in both instances, couldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think about it. No George Washington, no French and Indian War, because he basically started it. No French and Indian War, there's no revolution because nobody's been taxed to pay off the debt. So are we still part of the crown? You know, what happens? It's really compelling to think about. And the same with President Trump. President Trump's not here. There's no Israel-Iran deal. There's no NATO, everybody now paying their fair share. There's no zero border crossings. There's no trying to fix what's happening in D.C. because it's so crime-ridden. I mean, the list is endless.
One thing that I don't think I knew, because I knew that you had developed a relationship with the president and you were scheduled to interview him that day. We can get to some of the background. But I did not know that you had not met with Trump since back in 2020. And not only that, but he got pissed off at you because you were covering something related to DeSantis. And he goes on Truth Social and he says, fake news reporter Celina Zito.
Yeah, he did get mad at me. We've gotten past that. I never got mad at him. I understand him. I understand why he did that. We've had our moments. But, yeah, I didn't. You know, people think because I've interviewed the president so many times that I'm really plugged in with, like, the staff. But I'm really not, in particular at that point. And so there was always a very direct relationship between him and myself. So,
That's fascinating.
Yeah, he's been mad at me.
Yeah, but so on that day, though, you're already scheduled to do an interview that day. I also find it interesting because you almost didn't make the trip because your daughter didn't have anyone to watch the kids, and your son-in-law was kind of driving you crazy. You even lied to him about the start time of when they had to be in Butler because was it the son-in-law that's always late? So you kind of threw him a little curveball?
Michael's always late. My greatest joy, I love my son-in-law, but my greatest joy was to be able to put that in writing and for millions of people to read it.
But it was his parents. His parents came through and they were able to take the kids, so they went along with you. And your daughter's the photographer, right, Celina?
My daughter's a photojournalist, and my son-in-law came with us, because it was like almost 100 degrees that day, and we wanted him to carry the equipment so that we didn't look sweaty and disheveled. Well, that didn't happen. We looked sweaty and disheveled. But that's why the three of us were there together. And there was this story, you know, the story really takes you into what it's like to be a journalist. And I know that we're not the favorite profession. However, if you're doing it right and you're doing it on the ground, it is a noble profession. And so they really understand what a day could be like, how things change so much, how I was in the line of fire, how the president called me first thing the next morning, but also, and some profound and deep conversations that we had, but also what was really happening in Pennsylvania, like on the ground. People didn't understand how bad the Harris campaign was and how these coalitions were dramatically changing, and the Trump coalition was just expanding. And then the book, you know, takes you up until election day, but it concludes with, you know, the reckoning that my profession is going through and needs to continue to go through.
But
you
kind of took this whole reporting on the ground thing a little bit further than maybe you thought, because you were literally at one point, and maybe for people who haven't heard the story, you're 3 feet away when the shots ring out. Michael Picard, who is the lead advance guy with the Secret Service, is basically keeping his knee on you as long as he can in the aftermath of this to make sure that you're safe.
Yeah, the first shots went over our head, and I saw the president go down. I saw him take himself down. That was my first indication that maybe he might be okay. And then I saw the blood across his face. I heard the conversations, all of them he had between the Secret Service and himself. And I saw him, you know, get up and do fight. And people will have to read the book. But it's really profound as to why he said that. You know, a lot of people don't know why he said that. But, you know, he called me 7 times the next day. And these were conversations about faith, about the hand of God, and his greater purpose if he won that election.
Well, because he was in the aftermath, like even that morning, he was very hyper-focused on the moment, because he veered from the script to a certain extent when he looked at the chart. And had he done it the way that he had always done it, well, he might not be president. He might not be on the planet right now.
Oh, he never, ever, ever puts that chart down in the beginning. And he rarely uses a chart, period. And so that he put that chart down, and he never looks away from the people that are attending a rally. It's a very transactional relationship. And that he turned his head away was also something he never does. And these are things that we talked about the next day and weeks later. And so people will learn a lot from this book. And it's really an historic coverage of that day, in a way that no one else can do, but also the coverage of the election in a way that no one else was doing.
Well, that's been your strong suit ever since I got to know you. And, you know, going back to the Great Revolt, I've heaped praise because you're actually someone who does get on the ground. You drive through Missouri, through Indiana, through Pennsylvania, where you live, and all these other states. You actually try to talk to regular people. Do I also remember that in those conversations, and maybe the first one on the day following the shooting, that you dropped an F-bomb on the president because you couldn't even really believe that he was calling you in this moment?
I did. He called me first thing in the morning, and he said, "Selena, this is President Donald J. Trump." I'm like, I don't know that, right? And he says, "I want to make sure that you're okay and your daughters and son-in-law are okay, and that I'm really sorry we didn't do that interview."
Please share the story of how Trump used hairspray on you, Selena Zito.
That was where were we? We were in Harrisburg. Yeah, actually, he's done that to me a couple times. But the first time he did it was in Harrisburg, I think 2 weeks after the assassination attempt. And we'd just done an interview, a very emotional interview. He says, he always makes a comment about my hair. It's like a common theme throughout the book. And he says, let's put some hairspray in that hair. I'm like, sir, I don't need any hairspray. My hair is big enough. And he starts chasing me around the room with hairspray.
That is a great image just to kind of conjure up here on the radio this
afternoon. And the picture of it is in the book.
Yeah, you have a selection with a bunch of the pictures from that day. Now, you went back to Butler, and the president goes back like 3 months after the shooting. Tell me about that a little bit.
It was like a revival. It was unlike anything I've ever seen. People came from all over the country. People came from all over the world. It was a very spiritual feeling to it because, you know, he survived. And not only he survived, he had the backbone to come back. And you know, Corey Compatore's wife, Helen, was there and her two daughters. And he had an opera singer there. It was just an incredible, incredible moment.
You write about Thomas Crooks, but do you still feel like there are a lot of unanswered questions about this would-be assassin? And then even, you know, the question of the Secret Service mistakes that have been, you know, on display, but have they been properly addressed or corrected?
It was the Secret Service. There was a lot of things dropped on that day. In particular, communicating with local law enforcement. That was just ridiculous. There is a specific footprint that a former president has. It's a cookie cutter footprint. So no matter had it been Jimmy Carter or Donald Trump, they would have gotten the same amount, and it is inadequate at best. And as far as Thomas Matthew Crooks, I don't, nobody knows.
Yeah.
This was, and the family has lawyered up, so we're not getting anything out of them either.
Have you an indication that the president has checked out the book? Have you talked to him? When's the last time you saw him?
I got a note from him last night.
Did you?
Dear Selena, I loved the book. I loved it so much. I loved how you brought people's different lives and voices out, because that's what, at the end of the day, the election was about.
Yeah, so where are you on where Trump is right now? Because every time they try to hammer him on something, you know, I've pointed this out. You go back, and I will admit, Selena, I've had to admit this to the audience, I was a bit of a panickin in March or so, mainly on the economy and the, you know, the tariffs and the stock market and the 401ks evaporating. And now we look at basically where we were, you know, at 45,000 in the stock market, and you got good inflation numbers, and obviously there's controversy about what he's doing in D.C., but damn it, the guy gets things done, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And that's part of why people need to read this book, about why he believes he has a different purpose. And I wasn't worried about the tariffs. It might be have something to do about where I live. It was a good thing. And I knew it would all flesh out at the end, because he's a very brilliant guy. People don't realize that. He's very, very brilliant. He's not going to do anything that messes up the country and ultimately his legacy.
Are you doing, I had Scott Jennings on, my friend Scott Jennings, earlier in the show, and he's got a book that's coming out, and he said that he's going in, you know, to the studio in the next month, and he's going to do the audiobook. Did you do the audiobook? Did you read it yourself?
I did not. It takes like a month. Eight-hour days.
Yeah.
And honestly, I wrote that book in 2.5 months. 62,000 words while covering the election. That's hard, hard work. And I think my boss would have killed me if I would have taken a month off to do the audio.
Well, Sue Thomas, my colleague who's with me every day, is listening to the audiobook, and she did not think it was you that was reading it, but I wanted to check because she's listening. I've never done that. I've never done an audiobook before. People love it, you know, on car rides and stuff like that. But Sue, you're listening to it right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it, and I'm only at the beginning.
She's good.
Yeah, so yeah, it's great.
Yeah, she does a really, really good job. Well, I gave her my Ginger accent, so the only word she gets wrong is she says Appalachia and it's Appalachia, but I'll forgive her.
Yes, yes. Can you tell us about what happened at that U.S. Steel plant near Pittsburgh yesterday? Because that was a little daunting, wasn't it?
Yeah, they don't know yet, but I'm heading back out there tomorrow, and they've got people on it, so We will. I'm sure we'll find out in short order.
Well, congratulations on number one on the New York Times bestseller list. I think it certainly deserves it. The book is called Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight for America's Heartland. Despite the fact that I knew a lot of this because of our conversations, and you're so awesome to me, Selena. You know how much I appreciate that. That's why I was so bummed out. But as I told you, I pre-ordered that damn thing, and it came in the mail the day it was supposed to, and I really enjoyed reading it. So congratulations.
Well, they're making it into a Thank you. They're making it to a movie right now.
Are they?
Oh, that's great.
Look at who's going to play Selena Zito.
By next time I talk to you, we'll know.
Yes, that is fascinating.
Please, everybody, go out and get the book.
That is awesome.
Love that.
Awesome, Selena. Congratulations on all the success. Hang in there and good luck with the hairspray. Okay.
Thanks.
You know, Sue, I think we're both old enough to remember when you would get the copy of the newspaper, you know, in your hands.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And you would open it up and you'd look at the pages. And I remember that when, I don't think I do it nearly enough now, but I'm going to point out an opposite example. When you used to read the letters to the editor, right? People would chime in. A lot of times they'd be the same damn people, quite candidly, who would call my show on KMOX.
Probably.
That would want. But there was one that was in the Post last week, and I couldn't help but click on it because the headline was Letter. NPR is only left-wing to the MAGA extremists who are killing it. And this is someone from Joplin who is named Maria Bailey, who writes in and says, shame on the Trump administration for applying the axe to public radio and public television, and shame on President Donald Trump's obedient lackeys in Congress for allowing it. They're justifying their decision by labeling NPR and PBS as left-wing and radical, since name-calling has become the new undignified norm among many of the dignitaries who are currently in control of our nation. She goes on, blah, 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 blah. This is someone, and I'm guessing there are a lot of NPR viewers that are like this. She has no idea that it was actually an insider, Uri Berliner from NPR, that exposed what most of us knew was happening at NPR on a regular basis and how radical and left-wing they are. But she gets a letter in the Post-Dispatch, which, let's face it, they don't have very many people that are reading the newspaper right now, that, you know, rips on this and, you know, questions whether or not any Republican have listened to an episode of Car Talk or some of the other things that they do. Look, nobody is trying to kill NPR or PBS. They can do whatever damn well they want to do. They just can't do it with our taxpayer money. Right. That's the only significant difference. But it was funny that someone is that out of touch, making the claim that people who watch Fox are out of touch. A lot of irony there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.